was reiterated also in these oral replies, that the Commission Against Corruption enjoys full independence and has the necessary financial means and human resources and the necessary autonomy. But this was not one of my main concerns. My main concern is that what it seems to me is lacking in Macau, China, is one national human rights institution with a comprehensive mandate to substantively deal with all the rights covered by the covenant. From the institutions that you were describing and mentioning in your documents, I noticed, for example, there is no national human rights institution that would be able to tackle issues of freedom of expression, right of a peaceful assembly, freedom of association. So I'm wondering whether there are any plans underway in Macau to establish a national institution with such a comprehensive, substantive mandate to tackle all the issues of human rights, and also engage in promotional activities for awareness raising among all the sectors of the society, not only the authorities, but also the general public, about all these rights covered by the covenant. I also wish to repeat my question, and I would really appreciate perhaps any statistics on that, on how many inquiries have been conducted by the Commission Against Corruption up to date, and which rights under the covenant were implicated in these inquiries, and especially I'm particularly interested in the outcomes of such inquiries. So what were, for example, the consequences for the either institutions or individuals where the human rights were found to be violated, perhaps in this inquiry. So any information on this would be much, much appreciated. And finally, I've also asked about information on the composition of the mentioned human rights interdepartmental working group that was created in 2016, as we were informed by the delegation. And especially, I would also be interested in what concrete activities this interdepartmental working group undertakes to follow up on the implementation of any recommendations issued by our committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sansin. Mr. Furuya has also requested the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson.